This is Dial the Saint, introducing Saint Justin Martyr. For 3 years, Christ taught the apostles about his heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, and his own divinity to prepare them to lead his church. Then he sent them to teach all the nations of the world those things which they had been taught, and to baptize believers into membership in Christ's church. Potential converts to Christianity were expected to profess belief in certain facts. The opinions of the learners, of the teachers, or even the apostles had no place in this instruction, for it was about those truths which Christ, the divine Son of God, taught the apostles. While many of the early converts included slaves and the poor, priests and educated laymen were also attracted to the church. One of these was Justin. His parents were wealthy Roman citizens who lived in the Roman city of Nablus, which was built while the Roman armies were destroying Jerusalem and its temple. He studied the pagan cultures of Greece and Rome and received the equivalent of the PhD degree to become a professional philosopher. But he grew dissatisfied with the widespread ideas of materialism and its claims that knowledge was acquired only through matter, and turned for a while to the Platonists. These thinkers believed in non-material things, which led Justin to foolishly think that because of his newfound wisdom, God would come and appear to him. After a while, this philosophy disappointed him, and he started to read the Hebrew prophets of the Old Testament. This inquiry eventually led him to Christ. During the persecutions, he saw how the early Christian martyrs defended their faith in the face of torture and death. He saw that these were really good people who held fast to their faith so strongly that they would even give up their lives to defend it. Justin became a convert and was baptized when he was about 36 years old. Now he was a philosopher who was a Christian. This was also the case of other educated men of this time who lived after the apostles and who wrote about the church. They are known today as fathers of the church. It is from their letters and writings that we learn of the spread of Christian ideas and the difficulties and successes the new faith encountered. Justin was convinced that many converts could be won if the beliefs of Christianity were taught in schools where they could be explained and discussed. For this purpose, he opened a school in Rome to teach the beliefs of the Christian faith, and for some years his efforts produced great results. His students became solid believers, some of whom became writers, a few of which also earned the title of Father of the Church. Justin not only taught and debated the faith with others, he also wrote and published the first defense of the Christian faith, which he sent to the emperor. It argued against the persecution of Christians by pagans solely because of their religious differences, and pointed out that Christians were actually better citizens of the state because they were peaceable and loyal to the emperor since they followed the teachings of Christ. His teaching and writing activities brought him to the attention of the pagan officials, and he was arrested during the great persecutions of 165 AD under Marcus Aurelius. When he was brought before the Roman prefect, Justin explained he was a Christian because his faith contained the truth. Under further questioning, he and the group which was arrested with him agreed that to suffer for the love of Christ would assure them of salvation at the final judgment of God. They refused to offer sacrifice to the gods, and so they were sentenced to be scourged and beheaded about the year 165 AD. Justin the Martyr was the first Christian philosopher who carried out the belief that education was the means by which the beliefs of the faith could be taught and defended. Education in our faith must not end with the completion of school years. It must always continue so that our understanding will deepen, thus enabling us to act in a Christian manner when tests arise, or when we need to explain or defend the faith we believe.